Our speaker this morning is the pastor at the Antioch Prayer House. They meet in our annex building every Sunday, and his name is Pastor Enoch Sen. He is from India. His wife is a Nepali, and one thing I've learned about Pastor Enoch, he really likes this Wheaton cold weather. Oh, we've had some great fun and laughter about that, but I'm thankful for his willingness to come and share God's word, and he's going to preach in English, and then Ashish will translate, and we look forward to what the Lord's laid on your heart, so come on up and share God's word with us, Pastor.
Praise the Lord to everyone.
Sawalai Jai Masih.
I thank the Lord for this wonderful privilege and opportunity which you have given to me, Pastor Mike and Faith Church. And I thank the Lord especially for giving us this wonderful time together.
म प्रभुलाई धन्यवाद चढाउँछु साथै पास्टर माइक अनि एफएड व्यक्ति चर्चमा रहनु भएको विश्वासीहरूलाई कारण तपाईँले मलाई आज यो सौभाग्य र अवसर दिनुभयो
आई नेभर थॉट दैट वी वुड बी गैदरिंग इन दिस मैनर
मैले कहिले पनि सोचेको थिइनँ यस प्रकारले हामी भेला हुन्छौँ भनेर
बट गॉड्स वेज आर वंडरफुल
तर परमेश्वरको बाटाहरू मार्गहरू एकदम अद्भुत छन्
एन्ड टुडे इज रियली फॉर मी अ वेरी थ्रिलिंग एन्ड वंडरफुल लॉर्ड्स डे
अनि आज मेरो लागि यो प्रभुको दिन चाहिँ एकदम अद्भुत दिन हो
बिकज व्हाट द लॉर्ड डिजायर्स वी आर ट्राइंग टू accomplish in a small way
किनभने परमेश्वरले हाम्रो लागि जे निर्णय गर्नु भएको छ त्यसलाई चाहिँ हामी थोर थोरै गरेर चाहिँ हामी पूरा गर्दै छौ
in revelation chapter 5 verse 9 it is written he has delivered us from all the kindred and language and people and nation so that we may be his people together
अनि प्रकाशित अध्याय 5 अध्यायको 9 पद अनुसार चाहिँ उहाँले हामीलाई चाहिँ आफ्नो जातिहरूबाट नाता गोत्रहरूबाट अनि विभिन्न भाषाहरूबाट चाहिँ निकालेर ल्याउनु भएको छ
एन्ड गॉड्स प्लान इज फॉर मैनकाइंड इरिस्पेक्टिव अफ ऑल द डिविजन्स व्हिच वी अंडरस्टैंड
अनि जति पनि विभाजनहरू छ त्यसको विपरीत चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हामी प्रतिको योजना छ
एन्ड ही ओन्ली सेज माय पीपल
उहाँले मात्र भन्नुहुन्छ यो मेरो जाति हो
एन्ड दोज हु believe in him those who have received him as their personal savior and have the assurance of the forgiveness of sins and they are walking in his way they are his people
ani jaskasale waha lai mero vyaktigat mukti data hun bhanera ghoshana gareka chan uniharu chai waha ka hun
now today the lord has put on my heart a very important thought which is important for all of us
ani hami sabai ko lagi ekdam mahatwapurna kura chai parmeshwar le aaja mero hriday ma hal dinu bhayeko cha
and I always preach about this
ani ma sadai yahi kura ko bishay ma prachar gardachu
and that's why we have chosen this character Elijah from 1 Kings chapter 17
tesanga ta hamle pahilo raja 17 adhyay dhara chai hamle euta patra Elijah lai chai chuneka chhau
our god is God of purpose.
अनि हाम्रो परमेश्वर चाहिँ एउटा उद्देश्यका परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
And he has purpose for man.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ मानिसको लागि उद्देश्य राख्नु भएको छ.
He desires something. He has planned something for all of us.
अनि उहाँले हाम्रो निम्ति के योजना गर्नुभएको छ, के चाह गर्नुभएको छ.
And because our God is the eternal God, his purposes are eternal.
किनभने हाम्रो परमेश्वर अनन्तका परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ, त्यसकारण उहाँको उद्देश्यहरू पनि अनन्तका छन्.
And that's why we can see this thought, the eternal purpose of God very clearly in the life of Elijah.
त्यसैले हामीले एलिसाको जीवनबाट चाहिँ हामीले परमेश्वरको अनन्तको उद्देश्य एकदम प्रष्ट रूपमा देख्दछौं.
So if you are all with me I would like to keep asking some questions.
यदि तपाईहरुले मान्नुहुन्छ भने म प्रश्न सोधिरहन्छु.
We meet Elijah first time in 1 Kings chapter 17.
अनि हामी एलियाको विषयमा चाहिँ पहिलो राजा 17 अध्याय 18 पदमा देख्दछौं.
Then that was the first a plan of god purpose of god for elijah
ani tyo chai elia ko lagi chai pahilo uddeshya ho parmeshwar ko
that he should remind to the people of god of his time that they must turn back to the living God. In his time, all the children of Israel, God's people, had turned away from the Lord. And beloved, that is the same kind of situation even we are going through. And where do we meet Elijah again? The second plan of God in 2 Kings chapter 11. When the Lord took Elijah alive in the whirlwind, he was taken to heaven. And that is God's purpose for all of us too. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16, we find that when the last trump will be blown, and then the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
So
God's purpose for Elijah was also the same. His purpose for us is also the same. Then where do we see Elijah again? Do you remember? After around 900 years,
no say words of society.
In the Mount of Transfiguration, yes. Yes, in Matthew 17, again we see Elijah. You get my point, what I want to say. Elijah was taken to heaven, that was not the end of it. He lives on. That is why I said God's plan are eternal for us. We may think that once we leave this world, everything is over. But God's plans are eternal.
So
we see him again on the Mount of Transfiguration. And in Luke chapter 9, we see that they were discussing, Moses, Elijah, and Lord Jesus were discussing about how he is going to die for the mankind.
So,
he is involved in the restoration of man's work. How the Lord was going to restore mankind, Lord involved Elijah in his work. Then where do we see Elijah again? After more than 2,000 years. Do you remember? In Revelation chapter 11, in the time of tribulation, when the Lord is going to send two witnesses, the word of God says one of them will be Elijah. Just to remind you, let us turn to Revelation. Revelation chapter 11 and verse 6. Yeah. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. So, to save time, we will only read in English. So, here we find Elijah and Moses again. So, God's plan is eternal. And beloved, that's why today we want to think about how the Lord prepared Elijah for this great purpose. And how he also gave himself to be prepared by the Lord. And so, beloved, we are going to read that scripture portion first of all. 1 Kings chapter 17. And we are going to read just three verses, first three verses. And these three verses, I will read in English and then brother will read in Nepali. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan.
अनि गिलादका बासिन्दाहरूमध्ये एकजना तिस्बी एलियाले अहाबलाई भने प्रभु इजरायलका परमेश्वरको जीवनको कसम जसको सामु म खडा रहन्छु मेरो वचन बिना यी वर्षहरूमा न शीत पर्नेछ न पानी अनि प्रभु यसो भने वचन बिना कहाँ आयो यहाँबाट गइहाल र पूर्वपट्टि लाग अनि एर्दनको सामु भएको करित खोलामा लुकी बस
May the Lord bless the reading of this portion and speak to our hearts. So that's why we are going to ask help from the Lord. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, we are continuing in thy loving presence on this Lord's Day, acknowledging you that you are God. You are our eternal God. Our loving and living God, who came into this world to give his life for sinners like me, sinners like us. Lord, we had gone astray. We had lost the path. Lord, we had forgotten your purpose. We were in our sinful life, proceeding towards hellfire. But that was not your plan. And that's why to accomplish your plan, you came into this world. You died for us. You were buried. You rose again. And today, those who believed on you, on your death, burial and resurrection, believed that Jesus Christ died for me and he rose again for my justification. Lord, wonderful life has been given to us. We worship you, we praise you. Thank you, loving Father, for your great purpose which you have for us, even when we live on this earth. So, Lord, as we meditate thy word, we desire that our Lord should speak to us. No man. We have not come here to hear any man's voice. Lord, man can only bring death, but you can bring life. And loving Father, we desire that you may speak from the two cherubims. We may be able to say, the Lord has spoken to me. Loving Father, we as we stand as instruments for thee, when I speak and brother translates, Lord, we pray that your anointing be upon us. And loving Father, we pray that from your loving heart, we may be able to hear your voice through this medium. And loving Father, we bind all the powers of darkness in your precious and holy name. Give us all our portions, edify us, bless us, Lord, and send us all with your blessing. So thanking thee, claiming your promise of Exodus 4:12, you said to Moses, It is my spirit who will speak through you. We want the Holy Spirit ministering to us. He may speak to our hearts. And loving Father, in this way we may rejoice and we may be able to live for your glory. Binding all the powers of darkness, according to Matthew 18:18, Romans 16:20, we ask this prayer with thanksgiving in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
As I said, Elijah was prepared by the Lord. And we do not have much background about Elijah. But if we meditate deeply or we ponder upon these verses, we get few things about the life of
Elijah.
And this is what the Lord desires from each one of us. When we go to chapter
18,
great things were accomplished by Elijah. He could bring down fire. He could bring down rain. And this is what the Lord desires now in this age too. Fire speaks about revival. And rain speaks about blessing. God desires men and women, even in this age, who will bring revival, who will bring blessing upon this earth. But it doesn't happen so easily. And that's why we need to look into the life of Elijah, how he lived, because of which he could do this great work for the Lord. So we don't have much time, but we are going to go very quickly. See, the first thing which we see in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 1 says, he says, it is his testimony in the middle portion, as the Lord of Israel liveth, before whom I stand.
अनि यानी र पहिले राजा 17 को 1 पछि यस एलियाको गवाही हो त्यहाँ निर चाहिँ भनेको छ त्यो बीचको भागमा परम प्रभु इजरायलका परमेश्वरको जीवनको कसम जसको सामु म खडा हुन रहन्छु.
This is very important, beloved.
अनि यो चाहिँ एकदम महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
Our life begins with this testimony.
अनि हाम्रो जीवन चाहिँ यो गवाहीबाट सुरु हुन्छ.
Before whom I stand.
जसको अगाडि म खडा रहन्छु.
It is not easy to say these words.
अनि यो भन्न एकदम सजिलो छैन.
But Elijah could say.
तर एलियाले भन्न सक्यो.
We know in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 3, Adam sinned, he could not stand before the Lord.
Yes,
sin separates us from the Lord. We cannot say that I can stand before him. In Luke chapter 21, verse 36 says, be worthy to stand before the Son of Man. So how could he say these words?
Yes,
the word of God tells us, who can stand on this holy ground? Turn with me to Psalms chapter 24. If you have the Bible, you can think about this. 24 verse 3 and 4. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. So, beloved, who can stand in this holy place? He that hath clean hands. We do not have clean hands. Our hands are stained with sin. That's why our Lord Jesus came on this earth. And he came to remove that sin. That is very important, beloved. So the beginning of our life, if we desire that we will bring some revival, we will bring blessing upon God's people on this earth, we must have this testimony to say, before whom I stand.
And
we can only say that when our sins are removed. Our sins are removed by the forgiveness of sins.
And
there's no other way.
Yeah,
man can justify himself in two ways. If he can obey all the laws. But that is not possible for anyone. Nobody can say that I can obey all the laws. And that's why God has given us the second way, the most important way, is by grace are
we
saved.
It
is the grace of God which justifies us. Who goes to call us sinless people.
Yeah.
In Isaiah 43 verse 25 says, I will never remember your sins. What a grace of God he has done for us.
So,
beloved, he had this testimony before whom I stand. So let us begin our life with this testimony before whom I stand. Otherwise, we will not be able to stand on the day of judgment before God. If we live with sin, we must have the assurance of sins, for forgiveness of sins in our life. Secondly, we see in the same verse, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of
Gilead.
He was the inhabitant of
Gilead.
Now, if we think who were the inhabitants of Gilead, in Numbers chapter 32, were from verse 1 to 4, but we just... take this note of verse 1. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle, and when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle.
अनि रुबेन र गादीहरुका धेरै अति धेरै गाईवस्तुहरू थिए अनि तिनीहरूले याजरको देश र गिलादको देश देखे अनि हेर त्यो ठाउँ गाईवस्तुका निम्ति उपयुक्त ठाउँ थियो.
So, to be short, because I don't have time to discuss more on this, Elijah also was a cattle rearer, or he was a shepherd.
And
you must know that in the scripture nothing is mentioned unnecessary. When the Holy Spirit has noted this, he was inhabitant of Gilead, the word of God wants us to remember or see something.
He
was a shepherd. God's people, those who have lived for the Lord, they had a background that they were shepherds.
Abel was
a shepherd. Moses was a shepherd. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they were shepherds. So we see many, even David was a shepherd. Greatest of all, our Lord Jesus is called the Good Shepherd. So, what does this signify? When we say Elijah was a shepherd, whom the Lord calls as his shepherd.
I am
not talking about the pastors or the leaders of the church. Shepherd means the one who loves the Lord. Yeah, in John chapter 21 verse 15, the Lord told to Peter, he told to him three times, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? And then what did the Lord say? When Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. So, beloved, those who love the Lord.
Yes,
those who love the Lord. And those who love the Lord. See one very interesting verse. Psalms
97
verse 10. He that love the Lord hate evil.
Yeah.
Those who love the Lord, they hate evil. So Elijah had a burden for his people. He had this desire to feed God's people.
Yeah.
A shepherd has got three characters. He feeds his sheep.
उसले आफ्नो भेडाहरूलाई खुवाउँछ.
He cares for his sheep.
आफ्नो भेडाहरूको स्याहार सुसार गर्छ.
And he protects his sheep.
अनि आफ्नो भेडाहरूलाई सुरक्षा दिन्छ.
And beloved, this is what the Lord desires.
अनि यो चाहिँ प्रियहरू परमेश्वरले चाहा गर्नु भएको हो.
That in Elijah the Lord had seen this.
अनि एलियामा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले यो देख्नु भएको थियो.
When he was with his sheep or when he was taking care of his cattle.
जब चाहिँ उसले आफ्नो गाईबस्तुहरूको स्याहार सुसार गरिरहेको थियो.
He must be thinking.
अनि उसले यो सोचिरहेको हुन सक्थ्यो.
Lord, when will the children of Israel once again turn back to you?
So,
the burden which God had in his heart was also in the heart of Elijah.
So,
beloved, this is very important. We may love the Lord. And those who love the Lord will always have this desire when these people will turn to God. The whole world is in darkness. Wherever we go, we see sin
and
uncleanness. And our heart should be burdened, Lord, when will revival come? Lord, do something. Do something so that people may turn to you. Elijah had that mind. Then thirdly, in 2 Kings, chapter 1, and verse
8,
we see about Elijah. And they answered him, he was a hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite.
अनि तिनीहरूले तिनलाई जवाफ दिए उनी रौ नै रौ भएका मानिस थिए र उनको कम्मरमा छालाको पेटी बाँधिएको थियो तब तिनले भने उनी त तिस्बी एलिया हुन्.
His appearance.
अनि उसको त्यो स्वरूपता.
He looked a hairy man.
अनि उ चाहिँ त्यो रौ नै रौ भएको.
And he was girt about with a leather girdle.
अनि उसको कम्मरमा चाहिँ त्यो छालाको पेटी बाँधिएको थियो.
This speaks about Elijah's appearance. He was a rough man. He was not very comfortable. Wearing just a leather girdle. And beloved, this also speaks about Elijah's preparation. He was ready for every kind of situation. Even if the rough situation comes in my life. Beloved, we must be ready to come out of our comfort zone. Then only we can bring revival for the Lord. So he was ready to accept any kind of situation in his life. His testimony was, before whom I stand. He had a shepherding heart. Love for the Lord, love for God's people. And he was ready for every situation. Fourthly, very important, he knew God's word. And this is also very important, beloved.
Yeah,
because he meditated upon the word of God. The word of God brings blessing. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, the Lord said, if you will diligently obey to my word, you will be above all the nations of the world. The word of God should be in us. When we see Elijah taking the challenge before the people of Baal.
And जब हामी चाहिँ त्यो एलियाले सिध्यो बाल बाल देवताहरुको मानिसहरुको बीचमा उसले चुनौती लिएको थियो.
There in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 36 he says in his prayer, Lord, I have done everything according to thy word.
अनि पहिलो राजा 18 अध्यायको 36 पदमा छ उले भन्दछ परमेश्वर तपाईले मलाई जे भन्नु भएको थियो त्यही अनुसार गरेको छु.
He has this testimony.
अनि उसँग यो त गवाही थियो.
I have done everything according to your word.
अनि तपाईको वचन अनुसार मैले सबै कुरा गरेको छु.
When we are living our lives on this earth.
आज हामी यस पृथ्वीमा बाँचिरहेका छौं.
Beloved, do we have this assurance in our heart? I am doing everything according to your word, Lord.
के हामीमा त्यो निश्चयता छ कि Very few people.
But beloved, that should be our testimony. That should be our life.
I
am doing everything according to your word. Even in our day-to-day life, we must always search the scriptures and fine, if I am doing it right or wrong. One great man of God, early morning at 4 o'clock, he got up and was searching the scriptures. His partner also got up and said, what are you doing? Trying to prepare for some
message?
And he said, no. He said, I'm searching for some word of God which still I have not fulfilled. When we read the word of God, with what intentions do we read? So he was a man of word. Fifthly, he was a man of prayer.
Yes.
By prayer, he could bring down the fire. And in that same chapter, 1 Kings 18, he could bring down rain. He started praying, Lord, now bring rain.
Yeah.
What a wonderful challenge it was. When the fire came down, and the whole Israel who had turned away from the Lord started saying, God, He is the Lord. That is what the Lord wants today. The whole people, even in the church, should be able to say, the Lord, He is God. That's why the sixth thing, his name says that. Elijah. Elijah, my God is Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord Jehovah was his Lord. Lord of his life. The Lord was controlling every area of his life. And that is what the Lord desires in my life, in your life. Is he in control of everything in my life? In the life of Elijah, the Lord was controlling him.
The
Lord said, go to Cherith. He went to Cherith. Lord said, go to Zarephath. He went to Zarephath. The Lord said, go and stay in a widow's house. He went there. The Lord was controlling him. In the life of Martin Luther, I'm telling you this story so that it may inspire us. Those who were with him, they asked him, how do you deal with temptation? I'm talking about Martin Luther. They asked him, how do you deal with temptation? So he said, it is very easy. Oh, it is very difficult for us. So how do you deal? He said, when Satan comes and knocks at the door of my heart, and I send Lord Jesus to open the door, and the Lord Jesus opens the door, and he says to Satan, what do you want? And Satan says, I'm looking for Martin Luther. And the Lord says, Martin Luther used to live here before, but now I live. And listening to this, the Satan runs away. That is what, beloved, if we want to live a victorious life, give your life totally into the hands of the Lord. He will bring victories in your life. He will exalt you also. He will bring honors in your life. Because if He is with you, He will do everything for you. The sad part is we want to live life without Him. We want to say, Lord, not in this area. This is my area. And that's how we fail. So Elijah, in the life of Elijah, the Lord was his God. And lastly, seventhly, he went boldly before King Ahab.
Yes.
Ahab was not an easy king. He was after idol worship. In chapter 16, if we read, that he had done worse things to provoke the Lord. Verse 33, 16th, and Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel. Ahab could have ordered, kill him. But he was bold. He had boldness to stand for the Lord. Beloved, that is what the Lord is looking for in a man and women of God. We must have a testimony before whom I stand. And we must have a shepherding heart, a loving heart. Love the Lord, love the people in this world. Elijah was a rough man. Be ready for every situation which comes your life. He was a man of word. He was a man of prayer. And he was a bold man. And God was controlling his life. May the Lord bless this word and speak to our hearts. Prepare us for the Lord's table.
Yeah.
Shall we pray for this word? Dear Lord, we are so thankful to Thee for this precious moments around Thy table, remembering our Lord and His love for us. Lord, you have done everything so that we may once again become your children. And that's why you desire that now we must give ourselves to prepare our lives so that we may stand in these days, in these last days, once again, to bring revival the way Elijah could bring, to bring blessings from above. So, Lord, we have thought about the life of Elijah, which is really challenging to me and to us. Lord, we pray that your word may be written in our hearts. It may not be just for our knowledge, but it may become our experience. And loving Father, we pray that you may protect thy word according to Isaiah 55:11. It may not come back void. Thanking thee for this time and asking thy help to prepare us for the coming days, we ask this prayer with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Enoch. We appreciate you sharing the word with us. In order to live a life victorious in Christ, it requires a response from us. And so we want to stand together and sing this prayer. I surrender all. Sing with us.